Blog Talk Radio.
Among a cast of hundreds of thousands. And as you always hear me say, it's a great pleasure to be among those many people that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And that's always a good thing. Now, the other people that don't like to listen to Yahuwah, we won't even speak about them. You know, what we will speak about, you know, a bit of a time since we gave a short commentary, but how many have done their research on the tribe of Gad? Had you ever looked up Gad to see what he actually looks like? the American Native American. Take a look at that and see what it says in the Bible. You know, I think that was in Genesis chapter 49, verse 19. 19 says, Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Well, you've seen that happen quite a bit. The Native Americans fighting the troops and all the other things that happened, even from the reservations to the 500 promises that were given from the U.S. to the Native Americans, and all 500 treaties were broken. That's right. So what did they do? They turned around the United States and named military helicopters after Native Americans, you know, figuring that would make you smile. And if you think I'm kidding, what are the names of those helicopters you can think of any right offhand? Well, I'll give them to you. Apache, Blackhawk, Kiel, Lakota, Comanche. Those are the names of the Native Americans. And actually, that's not a coincidence. I don't think anybody even done any research on that. And this was originally due to the Army regulations years ago, which since then has rescinded. So that's another thing that they did. After they decided to name the helicopters at them, they rescinded them, started picking their own names. But that's horrible. This is one of the reasons why we always say we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bumps of gum, and a lot of things that people don't even think about in life history or biblical history. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of the Aquas Ministry at Come See Alive, and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about the Aquas words, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days like we're doing now. And we do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek and have found that now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class, and a top part of the Sabbath we're in now, which is Friday. That class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and we have an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members decide to leave. We even have a website address to use this on any search line and at tribeyada.com. And after you click on it, just under a big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donation to this ministry is greatly appreciated. And those things that are appreciated is for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Kwa. Actually, we even have a calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also even have a live program. It's a feature that's available during our live broadcast time. Like now, you can tell that we're broadcasting live. Open up any search engine to get there. Type in three words, Aqua Radio Live. And after you click on them, look for the voices of the true Israelites. And click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast, where we all have a chance to speak the words of Yahuwah. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions on a biblical subject, answer, or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also, in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. You know what it said in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling this number, you can order the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you can tell, you can hear him working in the background right now. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many questions and memos, and now even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line, 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Also, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can catch the entire show today at 10:30 p.m. And the way that's done is enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Look for the program that you will have missed or late logging into, or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we will also be simultaneously transmitting our information on Paltalk, where our sound is crystal clear. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, once again. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the seer Israel riding a shotgun. And during this time, no comments will be taken off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find the book that ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Paltalk. Yahuwah be with you all. But one point to remember, when we are given the scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, remembering the words of Yahuwah has to flow smoothly, that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners wanting to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah, not that of confusion, as we are reminded in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Because when we're doing this, we actually keep those scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to win the Bump the Gums contest, as we've seen before, you miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, so that teaching can commence on the feast day, we will pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Haru Yahuwah.
All right, there. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the Elder. I appreciate that for the same token. We still moving around. Everybody's moving around trying to get things prepared, so you might well open your books up real quick, Elder, and until we can kind of get a hold of this thing right now. This is the day of the feast that this is the day that the Almighty have made. This is the feast day called the Feast of the Remora of Blowing the Trumpets. So we're trying our best to get everything in order. And the mothers, the sisters, the elders, they moving around pretty good up in here. So spread the books out a little bit, and we'll get some on the table, and we won't get them out the way, because it's very important to understand this day. It's very important. That is written in Leviticus chapter 23. And You know, I'm kind of disappointed that old nephew of mine ain't ready, haven't got himself up in there ready to get something going on so we can get him on the right track. But we're going to keep it going anyway, no doubt about it. So let's see what we can get going on here for right now. Let's see if we can get something going on. How about looking at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get something going on this special edition call. This day is called the Feast, the Remore of Blowing the Trumpet. That is very important. So what we're going to do, what we're going to do, get it, put him away behind me. Mask it away. That's it. All right, hallelujah. So you should get it going on there, Elder. No doubt about it. So let's see what Luke chapter 12 can offer us for this lesson. And then we're going to do a way on our elder up that's inside the temple. And we're going to turn it over to him. And we're going to sit back a minute. But we're going to hold on. We're going to do our part. So, hey, elder, Mr. Kill, look at that Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and tell me what it say.
Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 says, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And that's what it's all about. Let the righteous spirit lead you and teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. Excellent, Elder. Let's look at and find out what's going on in Leviticus 23, Elder. Look at Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 4, and 9. 1, 2, 4, and 9, Elder. Kind of write that down. 1, 2, 4, and 9, and we're going to get something going on. Leviticus 23, but I ain't heard no Luke chapter 12, verse 12 yet. Luke?
We did Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Verse 12.
Okay, we did Luke chapter 12, verse 12. We can do it again to open up the class.
Let's do it again.
That can be heard. We had a bit of background noise, so now we will hear the noise of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12. And that 12 says, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say." So now we're going to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, reading verses 1, 2, 4, and verse number 9. Verse number 1 says, "And the Yahweh spake unto Moses."
All right, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, "that very same hour the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say, huh? Okay, let's take a look at Leviticus 23 there, y'all. We're going to Leviticus 23, and let's see what it says in Leviticus 23, verse number 1, 2, 4, 9, 23, out of verse 25. Let's see what we got. Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, 4, 9, 23, down to verse 25. Take your time, Elder, come on.
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, looking at verses 1, 2, 4, 9, and 23 to 25. Verse 1 says, "And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying," verse 2, "speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be a righteous convocation, even these are my feasts. 4. These are the feasts of the Yahweh, even the righteous convocations, which you shall proclaim in their season." Verse number 9. 9 says, "And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying," verse 23, "And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, and the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of the trumpets, a righteous convocation. 25. Ye shall do no civil work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahuwah.
I'll read verse 24 again.
24 says, unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of the trumpets, a righteous convocation.
Yeah. So the seventh month, the first day is now. The seventh month, the first day is now. So we read on the clock for now. Because the Bible time is when the sun sets. The Bible's time is different from man's time. Man's time is 12:01. But the Bible's time is when the sun sets. Matter of fact, what it says in 132 of the book of Mark. What it says in 1 verse 32 there in the book of Mark.
Okay, in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 32, and 32 says, even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that was diseased, and them that were possessed with devils.
But all I wanted out there was the evening start. When do the evening start again? The next day, when according to that verse, when do the evening start? All he wanted was just one point. When is the evening
okay.
End?
And at 32, and at eve when the sun did set.
Right there. So that's how the Bible's time is right there. At evening when the sun sets. So when the sun set is another day. See, the world's time is 12:01. But the Almighty time with the Bible open, you watch it from sunset to sunset. Once the evening gets in to get dark, that is the beginning of the 7:01. 7:01 is when the sun set, not 12:01. If you're at the 12:01, you're going to be going to miss it. The beginning of it. So now, the Bible's time is 12:01. Let's get a precept on that, Elder. Let's run to the 16th chapter of Exodus, get a precept on that. See, the Almighty's time is 12, is when the sun sets. So when you're reading the Bible, you got to read the Bible with the understanding that days is not 12:01. When the sun sets, that's when it's time for the Bible. We're going to get a precept on that. By going to the 16th chapter. We're going to the 16th chapter of a book called Deuteronomy.
Exodus. Oh, Deuteronomy.
And chapter 16 and pick it at verse 6. But when you see this word called Passover there, just put in the word called feast. Use the word feast instead of Passover. 16 verse 6 there, Elder. What does it say in 16,
okay,
verse
6? In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, reading verse number 6. But at the place which Yahweh, thy Yahweh, shall choose to place his name in, there shall sacrifice the Passover at evening. And at the going down of the sun.
When I say, hold on. You might say, when you see the word Passover, put the word feast in there. Come back and put the word feast instead of Passover there.
Okay, reading verse 6 again. But at the place which the Yahuwah shall choose to place his name in, there shall sacrifice the feast at eve and the going down of the sun, the season that thou camest to.
Stop right there. So evening, what time do evening mean?
when the sun
goes
down.
Down of the sun. So
yeah.
That's what evening means, the going down of the sun. So this day is when evening, the numbers change from evening to evening, and evening of the Bible means the going down of the sun. So now once the sun had went down, that kicks off 7 month first day. So that's the feast we on right now. Now come back to Leviticus 23, and let's see if we line up with it. Leviticus 23, verse 24. Let's see if we line up with what we're doing right now. The feast. Leviticus 23, verse 24. Leviticus 23, verse 24.
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, reading verse 24. 24 says, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a remoral of blowing of the trumpets, a righteous convocation.
All right. So now, read that again, Al. Read that again.
Okay. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 24. 24 says, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial, a blowing of the trumpets, a righteous convocation.
All right. So this is the memorial of blowing of trumpets, 7-1 is we own the money according to the Bible. We read on the money according to the Bible. Now we're gonna precept that to Exodus 13 verse 10. Now you supposed to do it. Now what time you supposed to do this thing? Let's go and get Exodus 13 verse 10. Let's sign out.
Reading from the book of Exodus,
13,
chapter
verse 10.
13, verse number 10.
Yeah, 13, verse number 10.
10 says, thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance and this season from year to year.
Oh, so you're supposed to keep it when? When you're supposed to do this right here?
From year to year.
From year to year. So you keep these feast days in Leviticus 23 from year to year, and that's how you do it. And now in the 23rd chapter of 2 Kings, I hope that old nephew of mine that didn't come to class, I hope he write these verses down. Hey, and Granny, make sure he's writing these verses down. Put him to work. Put him to work, Granny. But he make sure he's writing these verses down. In 2 Kings 23, verse 4 and 5. Let's see what it says in 2 Kings 23, verse 4 and 5. Let's see what that says.
Okay, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 23, looking at verse 4 and verse number 5. Verse 4 says, and the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priest of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple of the Yahweh, and all the vessels that were made for Bela, and for the grove, and for the host of heaven. And he burned them without Jerusalem, Gada, in the fields of Kiron, and carried the ashes of them unto Bela. And he put down the idolatrous priests, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places of the cities of Judah, and the places round about Jerusalem. Then he also burned incense to Bela and the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to the host of heavens.
Oh, so he said he put them down, huh? So he put them down. Wait a minute, Elvin. He said, the one that was doing that moon stuff and worshiping the sun, he came in there and put them down. They got put down. The one that was doing the moon and the sun worshiping. Because we found out plainly all the feast days supposed to be Exodus 13, verse 10, one more time. Let's read it again, 13, verse 10. So the feast day is supposed to be 13, verse 10. What it said in 13, verse 10 of Exodus?
Was that Exodus?
Yeah, 13, verse 10. 13, verse 10.
Okay, in the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 10. 10 says, "And thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in this season from year to year."
You got to do it from year to year the same way from year to year. The same way from year to year. And how you supposed to do these feast days according to this one we're on right now, Leviticus 23, verse 24. How you supposed to do it according to the Bible? Leviticus 23, verse 24. How you supposed to do it there, Elder?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24, says, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month and the first day of the month shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial blowing of the trumpets, a righteous convocation."
Right. So understand one thing. You do not do these feast days by the moon. You don't do it by the American way at 12:01. You do it at the going down of the sun. The seventh month, first day, year to year, you do the same way. You do the same way year to year on the seventh month, the first day. And this feast called a remora of blowing the trumpet. And a remora means a remembrance. So he wants you to remember something. See, he wants you to remember something. And that's why he said in 2 Kings 23, verse 5, read that again, Elder.
Yeah.
2 Kings 23, verse 5. What did it say again? 2 Kings 23, verse 5. What did it say again?
Okay, the book of 2 Kings. Looking at verse 23. Chapter 23,
five.
I believe. Verse number
verse
five. 5 says, "And he put down the adulterous priests, whom the king
stop
of Judah
there.
Had
ordained." Stop right there. Stop right there. Hell, break that down, what he did. What did the dignitary do? What did they do? First thing they did was what?
Put down those adulterous priests.
The one that won't do it the way they want to do it, want to eat a pay no never mind, they was put down. They was delivered down. He put them down. Then after he started putting them down, what was they doing to be put down? Now come on, read and let this national audience, over 600,000 plus, know what they was doing to be put down. Now keep reading.
Okay. "After he put down the adulterous priests, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah, in the places round about Jerusalem, them also burned incense unto Bala, the sun, and the moon, and to the planets, and all the hosts of heaven."
So you see they're doing that? They was trying to do things according to the moon, the sun, and all the hosts of heaven. Now, the host of heaven is the stars. They were doing everything contrary to what he says in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. What did the Almighty say, Elder, in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3? See, we can't do this the way he wants, where you want to do it. You got to do this the way he tell you to do it that you can read. That's why you got to be in the right ministry. Understand that the six anointed camps of voice over to Israelites, we do things according to the Bible. So we read Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, and what it say?
Book of Deuteronomy.
What do 8, verse 3
8
say?
Verse 3 says, "And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Yahweh doeth man live.
So man live, what kind of way, Elder? What do man live by, according to 8 verse 3?
Every word that comes out the Yahweh mouth.
Okay, if that's the case, what did he say in Exodus, well, now Leviticus, Exodus 13:10, what did he say? If we live by every word he said come out of his mouth, then what he says in Exodus 13, verse 10, what did he say?
The book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 10. 10 says, thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance and this season from year to year.
So you got to do it year to year. And okay, you both do it year to year. Now, what that means year to year in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 6. What does that mean? That's taking you going to hell and make everybody proud when you bring that knockout blow in 16, verse 6 of Deuteronomy. Let's go ahead and let the national order on 600,000 plus. We're going to go and find out what do year to year. When do the year to year start? According to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse number 6. So what do year to year mean? What do year to year mean that we can read?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, reading verse number 6 says, but at the place which Yahweh thy Yahweh shall choose to place his name in, there shall sacrifice the feast at eve, even the going down of the sun. At the evening thou camest.
At evening, when, Elder?
When the sun go down.
When the sun go down, that's when the feast starts. When the sun go down. You do your feast when the sun go down. Now give me Mark 1:32. Give me Mark 1:32. Now go ahead, knock out the park, Elder. Mark 9:132. Go on, knock it out the park.
Okay, that was the book of Mark 1:32 or 9:32? Was that the book of Mark 1:32 or 9:32?
Yeah, Mark 1:32.
And the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 32. 32 says, and at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were...
Right there. At evening, when the sun set, that's when you're supposed to do it. And they said, well, what time do the feast start? It starts at evening when the sun sets. It starts at evening when the sun sets. Oh, I don't know what time the feast starts. Okay, all Bible feasts in Leviticus 23 start at evening when the sun sets. All the feast days. Every time you read a feast in Leviticus 23, all of them come on at the same time. Every feast in Leviticus 23 is supposed to be at evening when the sun sets. And you're supposed to do your feast days according to what? And one more time in 13:10. Now, this is for the national audience to understand one thing. You can't do things the way you want to do it. You got to do it the way the Bible tells you to do it, or you're going to mess around being tough with this man. So you got to make sure. You got to make sure we do Bible, and see what we do at these six locations of voices of the true Israelites. We do it the way the Bible tells us to do it. If the Bible tells us we're supposed to have your Sabbath days, your feast days, start at evening when the sun sets, that's the way we operate. Because we want his blessing. Because he makes it plain about his blessing in 61 verse number 7. What he said we got coming if we do it the way he tells us to do. Let's go to Isaiah 61, verse 7. Hey, Elder, Mr. Tills, we're going to Isaiah 61, verse 7. Now, if we do it the way he tells us to do it, let's see what he got waiting on us. If we do it the way he said do it, we read Deuteronomy 8, 3. Man live by every word that he say. Okay, we got that out the way. Now, what is our reward if we do it the way he tells us to do it? We're going to Isaiah 61, verse 7, and find out what is our reward. What is our reward? And 63, verse 7.
63, verse 7?
61.
Oh, okay.
61, verse 7. And granted, you make sure old grandson is writing them scriptures down, because I'm going to examine that paper sooner or later.
And the book Isaiah, chapter 61, verse number 7. 7 says, "For your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portions. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them."
Oh, so if we do the right thing and do it the way he tells us to do, what we got coming, Elder, that we can read? What do we got coming?
We got double. Everlasting joy.
We got a double coming. Now, we got a double coming. If we do it the way the man tells us to do it, we got a double coming. All we got to do it the way, not because we read in Deuteronomy 8, 3, man live by every word he say. So he told us if we do it the way he tells us to do, we got a what coming, Elder?
Everlasting joy.
A what, Elder?
We're going to have possession of a double and a double.
Okay, if that's the case, let's go to Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what that says there. If we got a double coming, let's see if we're doing what he tells. Remember, he's telling us right now, if you do it the way I tell you to do it, then you got a double coming. Let's find out what did he say to receive a double in Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's find out about this double we got coming. Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's talk about it, Elder. 23, 1, 2, and 3. Let's talk about it. Because I want my double.
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, reading verses 1, 2, and 3. One says, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be righteous convocations, even these are my feasts. 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest for a righteous convocation. You shall do no work therein, and the Sabbath of the Yahweh in your dwellings."
All right. So he said, these are his feasts. You got 6 days, take care of your business. And one day, he said, "I want that to be on me." One day. That one day from the sunset on Friday to the sunset on Saturday. That's that one day he said, "I want to be focused in on me." Let's go to the 24th chapter, and we'll look at verse 1 and 8. We go on Leviticus 24, verse 1 and verse 8. Leviticus 24, verse 1 and verse 8. Leviticus 24, verse 1 and 8. What's that say, Elder?
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 1 and 8, one says, "And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying," verse 8, "every Sabbath shall set it in order before the Yahweh, continually being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant."
He says, speak unto Moses. Moses, you speak unto the children of Israel and tell them what in verse 8? Put a little more pop in that verse 8 there, Elder. What do you say in verse 8?
Every Sabbath, he shall set it in order before the Yahweh, continually being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Everlasting covenant. All right. So we're on what's called a feast of the remor of blowing the trumpet. That's where we are right now.
Hallelujah.
So now, let's see what is this feast is telling us that what he gonna do. Let's find some things that we gotta know that he gonna do. Let's go to a Jeremiah. Matter of fact, let's bring Jeremiah in. Let's first find it's Jeremiah. Is he all right? Let's first find, is he all right first? Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. I want to know, is Jeremiah, when we listen to Jeremiah, we want to know, is he all right? Let's see if anything can help us find out in Scripture if Jeremiah is worth listening to. We're going to 1, verse 4 and 5, the elder. Let's find out about Jeremiah. Let's see, is he all right that we can read? So a lot of times, people is not all right. And when we go with the people that's not all right, we don't never ask them a resume according to the Bible, and they might not be all right. So we need to know what to believe. Let's see what the Almighty said to Jeremiah in 1, verse 4 and 5. What can we read, Elder? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. What can we read?
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, reading verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, 5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet, seer, unto the nations.
Now, Elder, you said a whole big mouthful. Now, break that down for this national audience again, verse 4 and 5. What's going on in verse 4 and 5?
Well, the Yahweh spake unto Jeremiah and told him. He knew him before he was even formed in the belly, before he came out the womb. And before all that, he even sanctified and ordained him to be a seer before the nations. That was even before he was born. He did all that.
Now that's big talk. That's big talk right there. So he's telling Jeremiah, look at Jeremiah, you think your parents had a good time? No, you didn't. This is by my hand that you on the scene. Now, we might read a little bit more, because he's still talking to him. And what he tell him in verse 8? What he tell Jeremiah in verse 8? So now the Almighty is talking to Jeremiah. And what he tell Jeremiah in verse 8, 9, and 10?
Okay. In verses 8, 9, and 10. 8 says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Yahweh. 9. Then the Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Yahweh said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. 10. See, I have this day set before over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy, to throw out, to throw down, to build, and to plant.
Now you have to break that down. Because matter of fact, even Granny said, hey, tell him to break that down. I like what I'm hearing now, but break that down. And grandson is taking notes, and Granny said, listen, break that down. That's a whole lot of talking right there. What does it say in verse 10? Break that down. Read again verse 10 and break it down, because I want old nephew to hear this real good.
He put that day before over the nations to root out and to pull down and destroy and to throw down and build and plant. He did a few things in that verse.
Okay, what did he do, Elder? What all he do in that verse 10?
Verse 10, first of all, he set this day over the nations. He said, see, I've set this day over the nations and over the kingdoms.
No, wait, hold on. No, hold on, Elder. I sent thee, Jeremiah, the seer. I sent Jeremiah the seer over the nation. So Jeremiah the seer is the one of thee. He told me Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, I have sent you over the nation. So Jeremiah, all the kings, northern kingdom, southern kingdom, I don't care what part of Israel you're in. Jeremiah, the seer, I raised from the womb, and I put you over the nation. So man's hand is not in it. Jeremiah, the seer, was told by the Almighty, see, this day I have put you, that was D mean, you, over the nation. And that was Reen Elder.
That's what we're reading.
Okay, and what else are you reading about it? Since we, so now we clear Jeremiah's position for be the head man over southern kingdom of Israel and northern kingdom of Israel. So all 12 tribes supposed to bow the knee down to Jeremiah the seer. Is that what we're reading here?
That's what we're reading. That's what it's saying.
All right, well, give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more. In that verse 10, give me some more.
After he put in there the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant.
Now, what that mean? What that mean? Now what that supposed to mean?
That's a whole lot right there that we're seeing. Root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, build, and plant. So it looks like he's going to take out what ain't no good and pull it down and destroy it and build it up and to plant. Start anew, it seems like.
Oh, so if that ain't right, people to know, I don't care how much you skidding and grinning, if you ain't right, people to give you a get up out of here. If you ain't right, get up out of here. Then he's supposed to tear down. Then he got to build it again. So that's the process we're in right now. And that's why I wanted that old nephew of mine to take notes and understand it's a process that got to be done. A lot of things got to be rooted out, but it got to be built again the right way according to the Bible. But we got to understand the Bible's going to stand. So Jeremiah the seer's job was to go and look at all 12 tribes of Israel. And whatever was right, he supposed to do what again? Tag down. Whatever, pluck it out. Then he supposed to put the peoples in place that's going to do the right thing. He supposed to put the peoples in place that's going to do the right thing. And that's what we're doing right now. We're putting the peoples in place that's going to do the right thing. Hallelujah. So that's what it's all about. Put them in place that's going to do the right thing. So that's the job. But here's the point. Now, if that's the case, since the seer know what he got to do, now let's go to 29th chapter of Jeremiah and see what he's supposed to do once he was told what to do. Now, the seer understands that his job was to root it out, get rid of all the bad apples, and bring some good apples in. Now, since he understood that thing, in 29 verse 1, then what do Jeremiah supposed to do next? Let's see what Jeremiah do next.
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, reading verse 1 says, now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the seer sent down from Jerusalem to reside on the elders, which were carried away from captive, and to the priests, and to the seers, and to all the people who Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon.
Now, in 29 verse 1, and 29 verse 1 there, Elder. I missed my hit. Read that again, 29 verse 1, Jeremiah 29 verse 1.
These are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the seer sent from Jerusalem to reside on the elders which are carried away captive, and to the priests, and to the seers, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon.
Oh, so Jeremiah wrote to all the seers, all the elders. He was telling the elders, now look elders, now my job is to get this thing to you. And once I get it to you, I've done my job. So I got a letter, and this letter going to all the elders, and tell the elders what? In verse 4 down to verse 8. So now, the seer's job is to get to the elders. That's his job. Get the message from Yahuwah to the elders. Okay, fine. Now, what's in the letter get to tell the elders they must do? Fall down to verse 8.
Okay, verse number 4 to 8. For it says, thus says the Yahuwah of hosts, the Yahuwah of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, and whom have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. 5. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. 6. Take ye wives, and beget sons, and your daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may increase there and not diminish. 7. And speak the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Yahuwah for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. 8. For thus saith the Yahuwah of hosts, the host of Yahuwah of Israel, let not your seers and your diviners be that in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed.
Brother Titus, read that verse 8 from me. Read that verse 8.
Book of
49,
Jeremiah,
verse 8.
The book of Jeremiah, it says, chapter 29, verse 8, read. But thus said Yahuwah of hosts, Yahuwah of Israel, let not your shepherds, teachers, bishops, deacons, and your devils that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which is caused to be dreamed.
Mm-hmm. So he can let you know all along that these pastors, these deacons, all these reverends, don't let them deceive you. So that was a writing letter to all the ones that got these old fiery titles by being pastors, deacons, shepherds. Don't let them deceive you. We got to do this thing according to the book, and Jeremiah's job is to find them and get this thing going on. That was excellent on your part there, Elder. We're going to come inside of Camp 1, and that was excellent on your part. So you helped out in grand style. They finally got all situated, and now they ready to holler on that microphone. They're all over the place now in Camp 1. So, Brother Titus, in the 50th chapter, verse 22 down to verse 32. Now we know Jeremiah. He's the man of the hour. So Jeremiah got to start telling the elders exactly what Yahuwah, the Almighty, going to do. He got to start telling them what he's going to do, and they got to be ready to tell the peoples what he's going to do. Now let's see what they're going to do. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 22 down to verse 32. So let's find out what's going on.
The book of Jeremiah is here. Chapter 50, verse 22 down to 32. Jeremiah 50, verse 22, read. A sound of battle is in the land.
Yeah.
And of great destruction.
Yeah, so a sound of battle is in the land. Right now, we watching that one eye Satan, and we see all kind of battles all over the place. But see, this was the remora of the blowing trumpet is all about. You got the sound of battle. You got the big northern kingdom over there with big proof, big Teeman, Russia, man. He got his mouth going. Everybody got their mouth going right now. This is a sound of battle. Go ahead,
hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken.
Wait a minute, the hammer of the whole earth. So you mean the hammer of the whole earth is going to be what?
And broken.
So that hammer, and we know who the hammer of the whole earth is. Let's find out who the hammer of the whole earth is, our mother, be of Israel. Let's find out who the mother, who is the hammer of the whole earth by going to Revelation chapter 6. Let's find out, can we read, you know what a hammer do? A hammer is hard on nail. He make a nail disappear. Boom, 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 boom. A hammer. You want a hammer? He said, that guy, he was fighting me with a hammer. Oh, man, I know you lost in grand style. With it. He had a hammer in his hand. Person got a hammer in his hand going to work on you, boy. That's, we know how you going to come out. If he got a hammer with him, right? How if the hammer of the whole earth is come to nothing? That's what we're reading. Now, who's this hammer that we can read that came to nothing by the mouth of Jeremiah? Mother, dear of Israel, in the sixth chapter, let's read 1 down to verse 8. Let's find who this hammer is that he's quiet. So somewhere this hammer going to be quiet off, according to Jeremiah, that was raised from the womb, saying a hammer man is going to be quiet down. His hammer going to be like a meow sooner or later. Come on, mother.
Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 to 8.
Go ahead.
And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying,
wait a second.
Come and see.
Is it easy? Come and see. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And I saw and beheld a white horse.
Oh, there's a white horse? Go ahead.
And he that sat on him had a boat.
Uh-huh.
And a crown was given unto him.
So he had a crown. A crown was given to him on this white horse. Mm-hmm. He had a crown was given him. Go ahead.
And he went forth conquering and to conquer.
And on that white horse, he went forth doing what?
To conquer and conquer.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say,
what?
Come and see. Verse 4. And there went out another horse that was red.
What color was the horse?
Red.
Oh, horse came out with red, huh? Go ahead and read.
And power was given to him.
And power was given to this red horse. This red horse. Power was given to this red horse. Mm-hmm. Now, let's precept this red horse with this power, Sister Ruth Israel. Let's see if we precept this red horse that got power. Let's run to the 27th chapter of Genesis. Let's find out about this red horse that got power. And it was given to him, but who was this red horse with all this power that we can read? Let's precept that back to Genesis 27, and we're going to pick it at verse 38. Let's read down and find out who this red horse that was giving him power. Let's find out if there's any prophecy on it. Sister Ruth Israel, give it a clock, come on.
Genesis chapter 27, verse 38, and it reads, and Esau said unto his father, have thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also. Oh, my father. And Esau lifted his voice and wept.
Go ahead.
Verse 39. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fairness of the earth.
The fatness of the earth.
Fatness of the earth.
He said, Esau, your dwelling going to be the fatness of the earth. Go ahead and read.
And
of
the dew of heaven.
And you had a dew of heaven, Esau.
Verse 4. And by the sword shall thy live.
And you will live by what?
The sword.
The way you're going to live is always by the sword. And you will live by the gun. You're going to live by manipulation. You're going to live by destroying. So this people he's talking about, now you got to look out there at that one I Even my grandson said, I know who that is. Go ahead and read. Keep reading.
And shall serve thy brother.
He said, but you will serve your brother for a little while, go ahead.
And it shall come to pass when you shall have
the dominion. When you have dominion over your brother,
thou shalt break his yoke.
And you will break the yoke off of that he got dominion over you, will break it. Go ahead and read.
From off your neck.
Uh-huh.
Verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob.
And Esau hated who?
Jacob.
So Esau hated Jacob. So this story is about Esau and Jacob. Mm-hmm. So the brother he's talking about is Jacob and Esau. So his father said, you're going to break the yoke off your neck. You're going, everything you're going to do is with violence. You're going to be a sword man, a rocket ball man. So now who said that? Keep reading.
Esau hated Jacob.
Yes.
Because of his blessing.
Oh, he hated Jacob because of what?
His blessing.
He hated Jacob because of his blessing. You mean you hate a person because they got the blessing?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see who got the blessing that we can read off of Mother Eve. Who got the blessing in 49:28? But they don't know they got the blessing. You mean he know about the blessing you got? He hated Jacob because of a blessing. Let's see who got the blessing in 49:28. Who got the blessing that month? Verse 28. Let's find who got this blessing. So Esau cannot, so Esau ain't got the blessing. So if Esau say he got the blessing, wait a minute, Esau, how you got the blessing? You hate your father for the blessing. Is that what we're reading?
Yes.
So now we go to Genesis 49, verse 28. And find out who the people got the blessing. Although we know they Jacob. But look what he said in 49 verse 28.
Look at Genesis 49:28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. Go ahead. Looking like a light bulb. No, you're like, I mean, red. man knowing you the red man. Mm-hmm. See? See, you don't look like no light bulb. And you don't like all these white garments we got on. You don't look like that neither. You red. Huh? You red. Read more about this red.
All over like a hairy garment.
You'll be red all over like a hairy garment.
Yes.
Red.
And they call his name Esau.
And not only will be red, you'll be hairy. And one strike would never happen. The strike of Gillette razor blade. Because the day that Gillette razor blade goes strike, and Mr. Esau, the red man, the hairy man, can't get that razor blade on him, you're going to be a sin. Your hair will be all over. And even one people on the planet Earth got to go with their back straight. And that's Esau, the five sons called the white man and the white woman. They got to go with their back straight. Hair grow all on their back. Stockings, they can't wear stockings. They keep cutting their hat out on their legs. See, we smooth people. See? But we don't know we smooth people. Gillette razor blade would never go on strike. Because today you look around and you look at the white man, you won't be able to see him, for hair be all over everywhere. See, we don't know that, but you will find out that. So now the Esau in the Bible is the red man. Not the white man, the red man. Now come on back, Mama, let's get a couple over here and I'm going to pass it on to the elders. Just come on, let's read a little bit more.
Revelation chapter 6, verse 4. And there went out another horse that was red.
The horse was red.
And power was given to him.
So power was given to him, go ahead.
That sat thereon.
Go ahead.
To take peace from the earth.
Wait a minute. And what this red horse, this red man, this red organization going to do? Red people going to do?
Take peace from the earth.
And see, and how they doing right now? The devil's now ran masses. I was sitting there talking, and all of a sudden they put their masks on and everything. Peace is gone everywhere now. Mm. They don't took peace from now. We walking around too scared to bump into our brothers and sisters now. Mm. But we scared for what they all said. Mm. But he was told that he would do what again?
Take peace from the earth.
He'll make no peace. Well, I can't. I got to wait a while because I can't be around too many people around. Mm. You see? So that this man has orchestrated this because the more you keep learning this information, the more you see this man never a liar, a cheat. Mm. And his job is to keep you off balance from your brother, mm. from your sister. Mm. And you are you. Stand back 6 feet from each other. Mm. I don't know. Come close to me, brother. I'm nervous. I'm so nervous. I don't know what to do. All we got to do is start eating right and keep an eye on my one before. Eat that green food, that corn in, and build your immune system up real heavy. And then keep that Yahweh before you, that mighty one. Keep them Sabbath days and feast days. Then look what it got written. Sister Ruth Israel, look what it got written in 54:17. Now, if you got all this going for you, in Isaiah 54:17, help me out there, Sister Ruth Israel.
Isaiah chapter 54.
Verse 17.
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, read. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thine shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me.
Thank you, sir. So you mean I don't care what weapon they chemical warfare they put on the table. If you write with the Almighty, what he say for the one that's writing with him? No weapons. And they ain't got nothing that's going to happen that's going to bag you away from him if you got him right. See, but he going to store all his old book of ass tactics on you, have you where you're too scared to come around your brother and your sister. To keep you from his word. But we read a profound verse where it said, hey, Mother E. Hey, Mother Z. We read a verse over in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1 and 8. Can you help those see it out? What is there in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1 and 8? Chapter 24, verse 1 and 8. What did it say, Mother Z? Yeah, what did it say?
Leviticus 24, God spoke unto Moses, saying,
What did Yahweh say to Moses? What did he say to Moses in verse 8?
Every Sabbath.
Is that what?
Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath. Set that day in order.
Before the Yahweh continues.
Well, what kind of way?
Continues.
Go ahead.
Being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
So the children of the book, the children of Israel, the one you call African American and Negro, for to keep them Sabbath days, them feast days, every Sabbath. Every feast day, every Sabbath, if it's taken for the children of Israel, how long must it be?
Forever.
Forever. Long as you see the Sabbath day, you're supposed to be breaking over everything, get to them classes. You got to fix location. And another thing you got to have going for yourself when you get there, Brother Titus, what you got to have going for yourself in 1537, down to 40 in Numbers. And what you supposed to do when you get there? Numbers 15, 37, down to verse 40. Now when you get there, what's supposed to happen?
We're going to the book of Numbers, for the heavenly Sabbath, the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 37. Read. And Yahweh spake to Moses, saying,
what did he say?
Verse 38. Speak unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the one that's called African American and Negro and Coke.
Yes. And bid them.
And bid them.
That they make them fringes.
They make what?
Fringes.
Fringes.
Yes. In the corner of their garments.
Oh. So here's an order from the Almighty to have what on?
Fringes.
Fringes. So my nephew looked at them fringes. What is these? Granny, what is these? Fringes. The fringes is for the Almighty to know that this is what I want you to have on all the time, but especially in class, fringes. Go ahead.
Yes. Throughout their generation.
Throughout your generation. Fringes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And that they put upon the fringe of the border a red band of blue.
And Granny, look at that. Look at that shirt real carefully, Granny. You see a ribbon of blue around them fringes. That's an order from the Almighty. Go ahead.
Verse 39. And it should be unto you for a fringe.
For a fringe.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And you may look upon it.
Oh, the fringes with the blue ribbon is for you to look upon it.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
And remember.
And remember.
All the Torah instructions.
All of the first five books. So the reason why you look at them fringes, Granny, and old nephew looking at them fringes, because it's a reminder of you to do the feast day, do the Sabbath day. Them fringes would talk to you. They were flat out there talking with you. Hey, you know the day is? Day is the feast day. Day is the Sabbath day. Some friends that would talk to you. Go ahead.
Do them.
And what?
And do them.
And do them.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go on whoring.
Oh. The friends would talk with you. You'd be surprised when you got the friends on you. You might see a Coca-Cola bottle walk past or Michael Jordan look like. The friend said, I said, I had your eyes going like that. That was a friend that said to you, don't do that. Get you the Sabbath day class. You got six locations. Get on over there. Let's go to 22 verse number 12 and get a precept there. Young line up, Brother Titus. Let's get a precept on that. Let's see what we're supposed to do. 22 verse number 12 of Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 22 verse 12. We're going to Deuteronomy, the third book of the Heavenly Sabbath. Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 12. You should make you fringes upon the four quarters of your garment wherewith you covet yourself.
Oh. Okay. You see that? So there it is right there. So man, so we look at that, we look at that shirt real carefully. It's a grand time, let me tell you something. You know why your uncle brought them princes over here? These were here, that's the blessings. If you put this on and get the class, you got a blessing before you. So don't put this to the side. Get on them fringes and get on them blessings and come back and bump into me by and give me a blessing. Do you? That's what it is. So now, let's go and get me a couple more in, and we'll turn on to our elders because he's ready to go now. Let's go to, so remember one thing, the fringes is a blessing. The Almighty bid the children of Israel, once you understand you're not African American, you're not Negro, you're not colored. You're the people of the book. And Esau is the one that perpetrated himself being you. That's the red man. And not only red, he's very hairy. If you think he ain't hairy, you go tell the Gillette razor blade to go on strike. I bet they'll get them all strike in a minute. Because the hair will grow all on the women's enemies, all on their back, all on their face, on their eyes, on their nose. Hair grow all over them. They are hairy people. All you got to do is think about it. That's Esau of the Bible, the red man, not white, red. And he used to take peace from earth. Come back, Mother. Hey, Mother, be Israel. Finish that up about him taking that peace from earth. And what else he going to do? Let's see what else he going to do.
Revelation 4 at the end of 4.
All right.
Take peace from the earth.
Uh-huh.
And that they should kill one another.
And, what do you mean, kill one another? See, he said they're going to kill one another because that's how they operate. They're going to kill one another. But we'll talk about that another time. But they'll stop killing one another to take care of you. They always stop. They'll stop killing each other because Russia don't like the United States. The United States don't like Russia. But they'll stop what they're doing and get on you. They'll stop what they're doing and get you out the way. Read some up.
And there was given unto him a great sword.
And they have a great sword. Mm. It was given to Esau. If you listen to grandson real carefully, there was given to Esau a great sword. And besides, that sword was given to Esau with prophecy. And the sword, man, according to 17:13 there, Sister Ruth Israel, of Psalm, what is this sword in Esau's hand, and what did David write about it in 17:13 the Psalm? For then I never sell nothing, no other way but by the sword. He'll tell you turn those cheeks, but where he ever turned those cheeks at? He saw Pearl Harbor so hard that they thought the Lord had did them. He had big problems. He was seen in Nakasaki so hard. They thought worshiping Jesus behind that. And it's got to be Jesus doing all this. And that's how they dropped the bombs on in 1948. That's how they celebrate. They dropped bombs on them. They did a sword, man. They ain't never felt nothing about a piece of grease. They went over the land of Israel. David put the sword on the Arab man. They put that sword on it. They didn't ask about peace. They said, we can't get that over the sword. We're gonna break Britain, go over there with the sword and start whooping them folks with the sword. Go ahead and read 17:13, what it say?
Chapter 17, verse 13. 13 reads, arise, O Yahuwah. Disappoint him.
Disappoint Esau.
Cast him down.
Cast him what?
Down.
Go ahead.
Deliver my soul.
Deliver my soul.
From the wicked. Which is the sword.
Which is the sword. See that? That's who the wicked is. They're going to identify the wicked. So now, we're going to identify that wicked. So now, either you believe it or not. So now, come back, Mother, say something. Let's give a couple more here.
Verse 5.
Go ahead.
And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say,
what?
Come and see.
What?
And I beheld, and lo, a black horse.
A black horse. So he's riding a black horse. Go ahead.
And he that
now says, you know the black horse he riding? He riding you. That what he riding. The black horse is you he riding. So he riding you every time you disobey the covenant bread is wine, keeping the Sabbath day, keeping the feast day, he ride you. Go ahead.
And he that sat on him had a pair of balance.
Go ahead.
In his hand.
Go ahead.
Verse 6. And I heard a voice in the midst of the fourth beast say,
what is that?
A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny.
Yeah.
And see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine.
Uh-huh.
Verse 7. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say,
what?
Come and see.
Go ahead.
Verse 8. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse.
Oh, what kind of horse?
A pale horse.
A pale horse. Now, what's the precept on that 22-29? Who's this pale? Who you know that if they don't put their makeup on, they ain't gonna come out the door. I ain't open no door. They gonna know where my makeup on me. Boy, without their makeup, they are pale. Now who that fit? They are pale. Boy, if the makeup kit is nowhere around, they ain't coming on no interviews. Pale. 29-22. Come on, brother. Who's that? Who's this pale?
Isaiah 29:22. Who's this pale?
They talking about pale.
Got this
pale look. They got a pale look on.
Sears chapter 29, verse 22 read.
What?
Therefore, thus said Yahweh.
What did he say?
Who redeemed Abraham. Concerning the family of Israel.
Oh, this concerns me. I'm going to tell you something, family of Israel. I'm going to beat you up in every generation. Keep on reading.
Israel should not now be ashamed.
But you're not going to be ashamed.
Neither should faith now wax pale.
And you would not now be pale. So the people on the land is pale people on that land. He said, one thing about it, I will never have you with a pale look. I don't care how much I beat you and kick you in your rear end, you will never be a pale looking person. Now who you know over there got to have makeup on and pale red. Even my nephew can answer that one. Pale. That sounds like Esau the five sons. That's right, Granny. Esau the five sons. That's exactly right. Esau the he got five sons. And now where we at now?
Verse 8.
Revelation chapter 6, verse 8.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death.
Look at this. His name is what?
Death.
Death to you. Death to you. So anytime he tell you the Sabbath day is it's different from the Bible, you ain't got to wear no fringes, you ain't got to keep no feast days, just keep Christmas and Easter. And eat the dairy product that stiffens your body up inside where you got to have Doc Cook white pills. Don't you know you sit there and take Doc Cook white pills and you don't shake that blood up, you'll always be slugging around. You got to eat that green food, that corn, and if you got any problem wrong with you, get you 3 glasses of massive juices and detox yourself. And every time you eliminate, you pull all them germs out your body. You know what happened to the woman that called us at the Indian when they got covered? They went over there and tried to get in the soup line and start eating with the general name of Custer gave him, not Custer, what his name, Andrew Jackson gave him. Man, they started dying the worthiness that a floor stopped running. When you eat dairy product and drinking cow milk, it's not for you. Cow milk is for the calves. It never was made for you.
What?
Not no cow milk. That calls milk is for you children of Israel. Drink no cow milk. That's for the dead cat. And you drinking cow milk. I love my milk. But you not no cow milk. That was for the cat. That will give you milk. Stop you all up. And you being young. to, well, I can't move like I used to be because you stopped up. You gotta drink a lot of water and eat that green food, get that garbage out your system so you can focus. You finish that verse 8?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. And his name that sat on him was death and hell.
His name was death and hell.
Follow.
Okay, let's precept that off, Brother Titus. Let's go to Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 5. Let's find out who is this death and hell that we've been reading. Who is this death and hell? And 2 verse 5 down to verse 13. I'm going to give me one more here. I'm going to get on out of the way. Remember one thing. The feast days, the biggest 23, and the more blowing trumpets reminding you of what Yahweh is going to do to all the nations in time to come. Top part and the bottom. Return class tomorrow at 12 o'clock. But it's still the same piece. So you see how you see it? They had them white gums on, so don't eat it. Mess them up too bad now. It's like we're cleaning in 2 hours. So you better keep that in your mind. The Sabbath day ain't over with until the sun set again. So the white gum has got to be on now and got to be on to the closing of the bottom of the Sabbath day. Got it? Good. Go ahead.
The book of Habakkuk is here. Chapter 2, verse 5 to 13.
What?
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 5.
What does it say?
Yea, also, because he sinned by wine.
He sinned by wine, right?
He is a proud man.
He's a proud man.
Neither the keeper at home.
And he always in everybody's business. He can't never stay at home. At home is Mount Fear. He over there in Europe taking these dogs play. The fat people's play. He ain't never home. He is bitter at his home. He'll even tell you where he's from. The mountain of Esau. Look on the map and you see. Go ahead.
Who enlarges his desire as hell.
Hey, what?
That's hell.
He enlarges his desire as what?
That's hell.
That means he wants to be in everybody's business, and all he don't call on you is what?
Hell.
Hell.
And it's as death.
And he what to you?
Death
to you.
Red. And cannot be satisfied.
And you can't. He got white liver. Everybody knows that. Yeah, thank you, dude. He got white liver. Can't be satisfied. Why you can't be satisfied? Well, you know I got white liver. I can't be satisfied. Red.
But gathered unto him all nations.
But he gathered all nations. Now what nation gathered all nations at the UN? One nation be all that. Go ahead.
And he been unto him all people.
And yes, go ahead.
Verse 6 reads.
What?
That all these take up a parable against him.
That all the same nations that sitting around there, with it, going to do what?
Take up a parable against him.
Go ahead.
And touch it. Proverb against him.
Uh-huh.
And say.
What?
Woe to him that increase. That which is not here.
Uh-huh.
How long?
Uh-huh.
And him that made himself with thick clay.
Uh-huh.
Verse 7. That it not rise up suddenly. That shall bite you in the way.
Now what you don't know, this is big time prophecy. The same nation called the UN all the table. Yahweh gonna put a spirit on them, and matter of fact, Brother Judas, we might as well read the spirit gonna put on them. See what they gonna say in 1 Samuel chapter 12, to the Judas, and in the 14th chapter, they gonna say in verse number, we gonna check into that, show me that, online, verse 12. And verse 16. 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 12 and 16.
1 Samuel chapter 14, verse
12
and verse 16.
1
Samuel chapter 14.
Yeah, raise that voice up there, Judas.
1 Samuel chapter 14, verses
12
and verse 16. Verse 12 reads, and the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his
and his
armor bearer and said, come up to us,
and we will show you a thing.
It is. It's y'all, come up to me. I want to show y'all a thing. That's good enough. Let's get down to verse 16 for time's sake. Let's get out.
Verse 16 reads, and the watchman saw in
Gibeah of Benjamin
looked, and behold, the multitude melted away. And they went on beating down on one another.
You see what they do? He would have them fight one another. See, y'all think everybody happy. Once you come to know the truth, all them big old nations, y'all probably would have them fighting against each other, beating each other. Once you learn the truth of the matter is, you have them get together and start sticking themselves. Is that what we read? Is that what we read today? Ruth, Israel, they're going to come together and have them stick themselves. You see that?
Right.
You think, so he gonna have them stick them, he gonna have them stick themselves. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
All you gotta do is learn this Bible and understand how this thing gonna jump off. Come on back, Brother Titus.
All right, I'm going back to Habakkuk. Right, to Habakkuk, chapter 2. All right, I'm at the middle of verse 7.
What is that?
All right. It used to be for booty, just to them.
And that's all you is. That's all you to everybody is what?
Booty.
That's all you is booty to all of them. All they see you as what?
Booty.
That's all the other niggas see you as. You ain't nothing but booty. That's all you is to them. Booty.
That's it.
Right now they can put a truck up over here saying, I don't care what you got, I want it. I buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know you booty to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they ain't got to give you no credentials. They can put a pigeon sandwich truck out there. You over there. You line them all outside for that too. You for booty for them. Go ahead and read.
Verse 8. Because you asked for many nations.
Yeah, he'll for many nations.
And all the remnant of the people should spoil you.
And now you see that? And the remnant of people, they going to get you. They going to, all of them going to turn on you. And we read that in last night's lesson. They going to turn on you. They going to come across that Euphrates. And they going to come and get you.
Mm-hmm.
They going to take that United States. They're going to come on and try to go in the land of Israel when we get back over there. And that's where they're going to meet their end. Read.
Hallelujah.
Because of man's blood.
Yes, man's blood.
For the fathers of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein.
Go ahead.
Verse 9.
What?
Woe to them that cover it in evil covetousness.
Hey, y'all evil. You do evil things. Go ahead.
So it's family. Next. That he may set his nest on high.
And you always got your nest on high. You all up in space trying to be doing something. You always got to be busy doing something. High in air. Got buildings that go so high that you raise your head, you can't even talk to you. You're trying to say how high you're made. He loves to be way up there looking down on you. Huh?
Yeah.
Now, he likes that. He likes to hear you complain, too, when you're up there in air, too. Complain to me. Go ahead. Let me sit up here high and look down on you. Hey,
that he may be delivered from the power of evil.
That's the power of evil, read.
Yes. Verse 10.
What?
You have consulted shame to your family, nation.
Yeah.
By cutting off many people.
And you'll cut off many people. You'll set up people, and you'll cut off people, and you'll set up people. You've been a wicked nation, Esau and your five sons.
And I sinned against your soul.
And you are sin against your soul.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Verse 11. For the stones shall cry out of the wall.
And the stones will cry out against you. Go ahead.
And the beam out of the timber will answer it. Verse 12.
Uh-huh.
Woe to him that build his tower with blood.
Woe to you that put your thing together by blood.
Establish it as city by sin.
If you sin, go ahead.
Verse 13.
What?
Behold, is it not Yahweh's hope that the people should labor in very fight?
And you're going to labor when it's all said and done. You're going to labor well
and very fight.
I'm going to burn you in the fire. Do you understand? I'm going to burn this man in the fire.
Go ahead. Wow.
What was that? People
should weary themselves.
And you're going to weary yourself
for their vanity.
For their vanity. Yes. That's 13?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good enough. Let me get go to Isaiah 27.
Isaiah 27. Ezekiel out to eternal field. Isaiah 27. Let's see what's going on. Isaiah 27, verse 12 and 13.
I've been going to the book of Isaiah to see it. Chapter 27, verse 12 and verse 13.
Yeah.
Isaiah 27, verse 12. And it shall come to pass in that day.
In that day.
That Yahweh shall beat off the channel of river to the stream of Mizraim. And ye shall be gathered one by one.
You're going to be gathered. Let's see who's going to be gathered one by one.
Oh, ye children of Israel.
The Israelites. The one called African American and Negro. You're going to be gathered. The children of Israel, the Israelites, gathered one by one. Go ahead.
Verse 13.
What?
And it shall come to pass in that day.
And it's going to come to pass in that day.
That's the great trumpet.
The great trumpet is the seventh trumpet. The great trumpet is the seventh trumpet. That's what we're now showing about the trumpet. When that seventh trumpet blows, we ain't heard one yet. So you ain't gathered nowhere. You still scattered. That seventh trumpet is announced of you being gathered. That's why it's so important to keep the seventh day, feast day, wear them fringes, and do some dust fast to Almighty One, but you be always reminded on what you're going to do according to this Bible reading.
Should be bold.
It will be bold.
And they should come, which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria.
And that's all out in Africa and all those places. If you go over there, something over there.
Go ahead. And the outcasts in the land of Mizraim.
And that's bondage. You everywhere, Israel. You everywhere, but he gonna send a ministry there to start calling you in. And the ministry is called Voices. We're going to call you in this book. But you got to obey by keeping the Sabbath day, keep them feast days, and just say it's the Almighty One, and you'll be part of all that's gathered. Don't let this man keep deceiving you. Now, that's on 238 of Brother Titus 2nd Ezra. So you got to remember one thing. You got to follow rules and regulations. 238 down to verse 40. Listen good. Here go your rules and regulations. If you want to be gathered, you got to follow rules and regulations. 2nd Ezra 238 down to verse 40. What do you say?
The book of 2nd Ezra. You see it. Chapter 2, verse 38 to 40.
What do you say?
2nd Ezra chapter 2, verse 38.
What?
Arise up and stand.
Arise up and stand.
Behold, the number of those that be filled in the feast of Yahuwah.
The only way you'll be filled, you got to be at the feast of Yahuwah. Filled means you got to be with some oil on you. You got to anoint you. You got to be filled at the feast of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
Verse 39.
What?
Which are departed from the shadow of the world.
That means the world do not hold you back from keeping the feast day, Sabbath day, and just say it's the Almighty One. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. And I received righteous garments of Yahweh.
And you got to receive righteous garments with them fringes on. With that ribbon of blue on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse 4. Take your number.
Take your number.
Oh, Yahweh. And sell us those of yours that are clothed in white.
Oh, they're clothed in what?
White.
Clothed in white. Go ahead and read.
Which shall fulfill the Torah instruction, first five books of Yahuwah.
And you fulfill what's written. Now you got your seal for another year. But you know when a man going to take you out? So on every feast day, the first feast day, you wear white garments and fringes on. Every feast. And the feast do not end until the sun sets again. Yahuwah. And on that note, we're going to turn on to our elder. Elder Yahdah, the lead teacher out of Camp 1. And when you meet Elder with a loud voice, he said, Elder, Yahdah, Judah, Israel, Yahdah, peace, that I see you right.
God bless you, see Israel. I see you right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. I'm going to pass it on to them young lions there. We're going to bring in young lions, Brother Titus Israel, see you right.
There you go, brother.
Yes, sir.
Alright.
And Brother Z, give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour when you ought to say.
That's right. That righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. All right. I come. Brother E, give me Leviticus. Give me Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23. All right. Leviticus chapter 23. Think about verse 1 through 3. And then skip down verse 24. 25. Read chapter 23, verse 1 to 3. Skip down verse 24 and 25.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel.
The Israelites.
Israelite. Go ahead. Speak unto the children of the Israelite.
out of Egypt.
out of Egypt. Meaning what? What's that word Egypt mean? Let's go to Exodus. You see this word Egypt. It means to you. What it means to you? Israel, when you see this word Egypt. What it means to you? Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. What it means to you when you see this word Egypt? Mother Z, Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. What it means to you? Verse 1 and 2. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 and 2.
Come to find out, guys be doing his feet today. You know, today we on time. We right on time, Brother Titus. Am I right? Let's find out something that they be doing in Deuteronomy chapter 4:19. I want to check the temple on something real quick. If we go to Deuteronomy chapter 4:19, we got a little young lion here now. What's that, Brother Daniel? We go see what Brother Daniel. Where you at, Brother Daniel? We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 4:19. Take the time. And let's see what it says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4:19. Pick it up, Brother Daniel. What do you read in Deuteronomy chapter 4:19?
And ye shall lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou settest the sun, and the moon, and the stars, and even all the hosts of heaven, children be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, have divided us all.
All right. Hallelujah, brother. Okay. Now, Brother Danny, I love the way you read. Hallelujah. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to do a smaller correction. We read the book. We'll call out the book, the name of the book. We'll call out the chapter. We're going to call out the verse. Then you read. Let's try that one more time, the young lion, Brother Danny. Pull that for me one more time. Read out Deuteronomy chapter 4:19. Verse 19, read. Let me hear that one more time real loud and clear.
And we said, let's go behind our eyes.
Call out the scripture. Call out Deuteronomy, right? And what we do is we'll call out Deuteronomy. And then you're going to say chapter 4, what chapter you went, and then you're going to say the verse. And so we get the proper order to read the scripture. So that's all part of it. Let me hear.
Deuteronomy chapter 4:19.
Hallelujah. What? That's it. Hey, let me read.
Turn that light on. At least thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven. And when thou sayest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, should be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh and thy Yahweh have divided unto all nations under the whole heaven.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh just let it be known that this sun, moon, and stars thing, he say, hey, man, I done gave that to the mother nation. I ain't get that to you, Israel. You don't have nothing to do with this. I just want to throw that in for Brother Titus. Just drop something in about them doing some of this sun, moon, and stars. Somebody got 3 steps to that.
All right. Yeah. All the other chapters are already in the subject, all 8 these days, but I'm going here in the book of Jubilee.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to the book of Jubilee. Book of Jubilee, right. Chapter 6. Go to Book of Jubilee, chapter 6. All right, dog.
Put up at Jubilee, chapter 6. Where you want to pick it up at?
We're going to pick it up at, verse 34. Jubilee chapter 6, verse 34.
You want the young lion to bring it out?
Yes, sir. James, yeah. Young lion.
Pick it up in 34. Book of Jubilee, 34 down to verse 36. Call it out real loud. Book of Jubilee. That's the name.
Mm-hmm. charge with a book lauded, written before me, and heavenly tables, the division of days is ordained, lest they forget the feast of the covenant, and walk according to the feast of the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
After their error and after their ignorance.
After
their ignorance,
hallelujah,
what? There will be those who will certainly make sure. Observation of the moon.
They're going to make observation of the what?
They're going to make observation of
that moon.
That moon.
Okay, that's the end of it. No,
continue
to read.
No,
it disturbs what?
The seas and the comets and from year to year, 10 days too soon.
It come in how many too soon?
10 days.
Say it a little louder before they can hear. I don't think they can hear.
10 days too soon.
All right. So we just come to find out. Now, remember we was reading about the moon. He said we don't search. We don't worship the sun, moon, and the stars. We don't have nothing to do with that. That goes with the other tribes. I mean, the other nations. They got something to do with that. This is what we have something to do with right here. The feast day that we're doing right now. And we want to make sure we're doing it in a proper order. Over to you back, Brother Titus Israel, see you roll.
All right, get that on verse 37 real quick. That verse 7, this is what they're doing. Verse 37. Yeah, Jubilee chapter 6, verse 37.
Get on the hook.
All right. For this reason, the years will come up upon you. When they will disturb the order and make an abominable day of the testimony and an unclean feast, an unclean day of a feast day, they will confound all these days and hold with unclean and unclean day with holy. For they will go wrong as the months and Sabbath feast and Jubilee.
That's what all the chapters are. They already went wrong with it.
All right, let's go to Amos real quick. Look what y'all probably gonna say about it since they done did. Let's go to Amos. You go on the book of Amos. See what I want. We're going to Amos chapter 5. We're going to Amos chapter 5. All right, Amos chapter 5, verse 21. Amos chapter 5, verse 21.
Is this still on?
Mother E. Amos chapter 5, verse 21.
Yes, sir. I hate, I despise your feet. They, and I will not tell you your sorrowful.
Okay, y'all, verse 22.
Yeah. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 11. This is what purpose is this weapon of your sacrifice unto me.
Skip down. Make this real quick. Verse 13. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 13. Make that verse 13. Yeah, verse 13,
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 13. Proverbs, real quick. See what I want.
Proverbs.
Avery, you are wanted.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to the Book of Joshua.
What is that?
I'm gonna take that. Let's go to the Book of Joshua real quick. Go to the Book of Joshua. Go to the Book of Joshua, chapter 6. Go to the Book of Joshua, chapter 6. Go pick up that verse 1. Go to the Book of Joshua, chapter 6. Pick up that verse 1. But the death is real.
You said Joshua, chapter 1?
Yeah, Book of Joshua, polluted word for Hosea, chapter 6, verse 1.
Chapter 6. Joshua, chapter 6, verse 1. Now, Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in.
Verse
2? Verse 2. And Yahweh said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thine hand Jericho and the kings thereof and the mighty men of valor.
And the mighty men of valor, go ahead.
Verse 3. And you shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shall you do 6 times.
6 days.
Huh?
6 days.
Oh.
Okay, verse 4.
Verse 4. I don't know why I said it. Verse 4. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets. A ram horn.
Seven trumpet of ram horn, go ahead.
And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times.
This 7 is the same number.
And the priest shall blow with the trumpet.
Give me some calls.
Verse 5?
Yeah, verse 5. The priest shall blow with trumpet. Go ahead.
Verse 5. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him.
Amen. Straight before him. Verse 6.
Verse 6. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram horns before the ark of Yahweh.
Everything got it in order. Joshua, go ahead. Verse 7.
Verse 7, and he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of Yahweh.
Verse 8.
Verse 8. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horn pass on before Yahweh, and blew with the trumpet, and the ark of the covenant of Yahweh followed them.
Ark of the covenant of Yahweh followed them. Go ahead, verse 9.
verse 9. And the armed men went before the priest that blew with the trumpet, and the reward came after the ark. The priest going on and blowing with the trumpet.
Blowing with trumpet. Okay, verse 10, this is the meaning here with these seven trumpets, these seven priests. Lord, verse 10.
And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall you shout.
That's right. I'll order you. Shout then till you shout.
Keep it rolling.
All right. Okay. Keep going. Okay. Where you at now? All right. Verse 11.
Joshua chapter 6, verse 11.
Yeah, verse 11.
So the ark of Yahuwah compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp.
All right. Verse
12. Huh? Verse what?
We have verse 12.
Go to verse 12.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Verse 12. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of Yahuwah.
13. I'm going to have everybody else to read it. But the...
Young
man,
Roar. He's coming right out there.
That's right.
All right, look up.
Psalms. What I mean by completion, let's go to Psalms chapter 12, verse 6.
You want me to read?
Yeah, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 6, young lion. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 6.
The words of the wicked are to lie and wait for blood. Yahweh are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Yeah, that seven, that sign of seven, meaning complete. We'll complete. All right. Let's go to Corinthians real quick. Go to Corinthians. See what I want. Going to Corinthians. Young Lion, going to Corinthians. Make that second Corinthians. Going to second Corinthians. Make that first Corinthians. Chapter 15. Chapter 15. Yes.
Moreover, brethren, I declare.
Pick that up. 51.
Behold, I show unto you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Verse 52.
In a moment, in the twin wilting of an eye, at the last trump.
Chapter 15, verse 51.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
There's a mystery to the world. They don't have no clue what
they did.
Maybe what's going on.
Go ahead. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
We shall all be changed. On that one trunk, we all will be changed on, young lion.
The last trunk.
Oh, yeah, bro. All right,
y'all. Last trunk. What do you say? Say it again one more time, young lion. What?
The last trunk.
Yeah, bro.
All right, verse 53.
For this corruptible must be on incorruption, and this mortal must be on immortal.
So, this is corruptible. Must put on immortality. Okay, you got that corruptible. I mean, that corruptible, that carnal mindset. You got a strange and a carnal mindset that's corruptible. Hold that point. You're coming back here. All right. Hold what you got in your line. You're going to Romans.
That's right. Take your line rolling in that microphone. Good point. Teacher Titan.
I go to Romans chapter 9. Make that verse 8, Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter
8. Verse
what? Verse 6. Romans chapter 8, verse 6.
For to be carnally minded is death.
So what that carnal mindset mean, that worldly mindset. Go ahead.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Life and peace. Okay, what is spiritual that we can read in our life? What is spiritual?
Life and peace.
Hello, we got to find out the definition of what spiritual is. Let's find out the definition of what's spiritual. Let's go to Romans here. We're in Romans. What is spiritual? Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. 14, verse 14.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm not on the soul on the sin.
So we know that the law, meaning what? Genesis and Deuteronomy, first five books, so instruction.
That's right.
That was verse 14. All right, back to Romans chapter 8. We did not stop that, okay? All right, verse 7. Yeah, verse 7.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahuwah, for it is not subject to the law of Yahuwah. Neither indeed can be.
Okay. Now, James says something about that as well, too. That's why it's a difference. We're going to look at James. We're going to look at James. We're going to look at James, short chapter. My name. All right, buddy, get in there.
No, I'm talking about the one
that's back.
Okay.
Captain, I'm over there. Got that captain. Get that captain going. Get the rooster going and them young lion is back there. Get
all right, Captain Joseph. Get that James 4-4 real quick.
James chapter 4, verse 4. It reads, you adulterous citizen, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enemy with Yahweh? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of Yahweh.
So you have partakers of what the world got on. Getting caught up in their systems. He said, you are, you hear me for? You wicked for? 1 John 2:15. 1 John 2:15, Captain Joseph.
1 John chapter 2. Verse 15 reads, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, loves the Father is not in him.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. He says, love not the world, neither the things in the world. That was 1 John 2:15.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, let's go to we're going to Revelation. Going to Revelation. We're going to, matter of fact, we're going to go to Revelation 18 real quick. Let's go to Malachi. This is what we got to do. You go to Malachi, you go to the book of Malachi. See what I'm on. Book
of Malachi. You know, you did, when you get to Malachi, I'm going to point something out. You did make a statement about blood out the world, right? Now, let's find out what's going on in that world. We got back there. We got Captain. Young Lions, they back there. They ready to do some run. They ready to do some run. They ready to do some run. Y'all want to do some run back there? Now, let's get them involved. Let's get the class involved now. Let's get the class involved. Let's see what's going on. What's them little young lions back there doing? Now, we got the young lion going. Now, let's see what the young lion is going on. Now, remember, we just got done saying something about love, not the world, right? Another thing that's pertaining to the world. Now, young lion is a young lion. I want y'all to pay attention very closely about what's going on in this world. All right, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6. And now, which one of y'all want to read back there first? Oh, she got her hand up first. Okay. We got a battle going on. We're going to hit that book first, huh? That's what I'm talking about. All right, we got Ephesians chapter 6, man. Now, pay attention, young lion. You hear me? Because you're going to be doing some roaring, too. Now, let man come on now, boy. We're going to see it chapter 6, right? Now, we're going to pick it up at verse 10. Now, who going to give me verse 10? You raise your hand first. Now, look over here now and get a look. All right, we're going to get there. Now, we're going to find out a little bit something about, just add a little something over teacher Brother Tyus was talking about. He said something about I love the world. We want to find out something that's going on in this world. All right? And so when we get to Ephesians, and we're going to pick it up at chapter 6, and we're going to start at verse 10, and we're going to see how what he had to say in verse 10 down to 12. Okay? All right. Now, let me know, Captain, when they ready to do some rowing now. Let me know now. Y'all gonna steal the side on. That's right. That's Captain. Do the work. Go to work, Captain. Captain brought the children in today. You know what I'm saying? We got the young lad come in, the grandson of Sister Jones. We got, We getting the ball game rolling on this piece of truck. Now we ready to do some rowing now, Captain. Now you ready? All right, now we're going to read Ephesians. We're going to read chapter 6. Now she going to give me 10, and then the sister going to give me 11. Yeah, we're doing some rowing. And then the other sister going to come back and give me back 12 after that. So we're going to go 10, 11, back to the other sister, 12. Y'all ready? Who going first? Oh, she's confident. That's what I'm talking about. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10. Take your time. It's all right. We in this together. Hallelujah, boy. All right. Let's go. Verse 10. 10 right there. Call it out. Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10. What did it read, young lady? I'll give it back. All right. Now, you just read that very well. Now, this time, I want you to read that one more time. And I want you, when you read it out, we're going to make sure you get the proper order when you leave here. That's right, Captain. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, ma'am. Then they read. That's right. Hallelujah. Why? Now, first thing they come off and they telling you, young lions and young lion. I want y'all to say, be strong in Yahweh. All right? That's when you be stronger. If you ain't strong, there's no strong if you ain't strong in Yahweh. You hear me? You might want with all the muscles. Hey, you ain't strong in Yahweh, though. Y'all got that? You hear that, young lion? If you ain't strong in Yahweh, man, you ain't got nothing going on. Now we gonna piece up. She's coming up next. But we finna get these young lions going. Oh, that's all right. We gonna get everything right. We in this together, y'all.
and worry about nothing. Now he says in the power of his might. So you got to be in the power of Yahweh's might. So we're going to go to verse 11. Who's going to read verse 11 for me? All right, come on, bring it back out. That's what I tell you. You're the boss. Put on the whole what? Now, let me, you got to put on that whole armor of Yahweh, right? Okay, now continue to read. Now, stop right there. Now, I don't want you to go too fast, because sometimes I might jump in on you. Because then we're going to get started going early. Now, I want you to pay attention to what we are reading. You're paying attention, young lad. I got to see some things written down, too. You know, teach them kind of sit right here next to you, man. You ain't going to get it popping with them. I need to see some written down and what we talking about next to it. Why? Because we got to get your mind right. This your book. Now, remember, we read verse 11. He says, put on the whole armor of Yahweh. Now, when you got the whole armor of Yahweh, what did he say out there? What is it does for you, little young lion? Take your time, because I'm going to jump in. That what?
That he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Okay. Now, remember, we just got finding out about that old Satan the devil. Now, but we're finding out something. When you got that armor of Yahweh, it's for you can be able to stand against Satan the devil. All right? So now you know that these are the things that you got to work with, right? But let's pick it up at verse 12 because we want to find something about what's in this world that he was talking about. What did he say in verse 12 that's in this world? Hallelujah. Walk out. Now, I want you to explain to me, young lion. Now, look. Now, look at that verse for me real close. Captain right there with you. Hey, your father right there. So anything, you ask your daddy. You hear me? If ain't no summoning your daddy right there. Ask your daddy. You too. Ask your daddy. He knows. He going to help you. Now, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 12, right? And I'm going to ask a question. All right? Now, pay attention, because you just got done reading it, right? And young lion, you over there listening, right? Because I'm watching that tape over there. I see something down there, but we did say something after that. We got that armor, y'all, for, but we better find out what's going on in this world. Now, he said we don't wrestle. He said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But now tell me what's in this world. Bring it on now. What's in this world that he was talking about? Ephesians 12. You in the same one, 6:12. The same verse. What's in this world that we are, that what's in this world? Principality. Power. Of what? Now, rules of darkness what? Of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. So what's in this world is rulers of darkness. That's what's in this world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. So when they get to talking about the world of Satan, the devil, you just seen part of it right there. Over the back to our brother Titus Israel, C. Roy.
John chapter 14, verse 30. John chapter 14, verse 30.
Okay. Hallelujah. Well.
Captain Joseph, John chapter 14, verse 30.
You want to make it to you? I'm getting the spoon.
John chapter 14, verse 30.
It reads, hereafter, I will not talk much with this world comes and has nothing in me.
Yes, the first in this world. That's what word is there, the prince of this world. All right, the prince of this world. All right, let's go to, let's see what I'm on. in 1 Corinthians. We're going to Corinthians. We're going to Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter four. Pick up at verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3.
But if our righteousness be hid, Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3 reads, "But if our righteousness be hid, it is hid to them that are lost."
Hid to them that are lost, verse 4.
"In whom the Yahweh of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the righteousness of Yahweh the Son, who is the image of Yahweh the Father, should shine unto them."
Yeah, Yahweh. Wow. All right. Okay. That's the light. What this light is, it said that's the light. Okay, young lion, we're going to John real quick. We're going to John. Going to John, make that John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 12.
Thank God.
Thank God, the regular book. They call the full gospel, so-called full gospel.
What chapter?
Chapter 8, verse 12.
John chapter 8, verse 12 reads, Then spake Yahweh again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
What is light of life? Okay. Now they'll look at this verse 10, verse 12, and saying, this shall light of everybody. He's the light of everybody. Of their aggregation from the sun, that makes it plain who is the light for. Who is the light for? You see, it's the light of the world, right? And they're above with that. It's saying that he's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's the world for everybody. Let's say who the world is for. Young Lion, let's go to Isaiah real quick.
Hallelujah.
Then we're coming back to the John real quick. Going to Isaiah. The world is before.
Isaiah 45:17. We read. Isaiah 45:17. For Israel shall be saved, Yahweh, for the everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded,
World without him. That's going to be able to do, bro, because we're going to be analyzed.
World without him.
World without him.
But Israel shall be saved. Got what? Everlasting salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Israel shall not be ashamed nor confounded. World without him.
What world is that without him?
Israel.
Hallelujah. What?
Yahweh. All right, so John, go to John, back to John 18:20. John 18:20. John chapter 18, verse 20. Let's read it like it is. I'm going to do it dramatic, so young man. John chapter 18, verse 20. I'm going to break it down. John chapter 18, verse 20.
John chapter 18, verse 20 reads, Yahweh answered him, I spake openly to the world. I even ever taught the synagogue, and in the temple, where the Israelites always resort. In the secret have I said nothing.
Okay, I know you said,
the word Israelite, right? Okay, let's see what this, you see the word Jew. So they're trapped, they're wrong with that, because it's in there. But it don't belong in there. This word of Jew don't belong in there. Let's go to, we'll break this down real quick. We coming back here. Go to James real quick. We're going to James. Let's see what we're doing. Second James.